John, I knew if I was talking to you that I wouldn't be late.
Power here. We are at number six, consider and take possible action to approve proposed CEO employment agreement and authorize chairperson to execute on behalf of the board. And I understand that Scott is going to take the lead on discussing this.
I think Harvey was prepared.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, or Karen?
Yes. I can start.
We're handing it out now and then.
Handing out a sheet that has just a couple of suggested changes that we'd like to talk to the board about.
Okay.
The ad hoc committee of the board has been engaged in discussions with the candidate and is recommending the employment contract that you have in the agenda packet with Gail Stroll. And we can start by briefly looking at some of the key provisions in that contract. It sets out a base salary of $182,000. It goes through the responsibilities and the duties of the CEO. And the two changes that we would like to suggest have to do with change number one is the clause about the effect of independent district legislation, and we wanted to just clarify that language. It's on page 3 and 4 of the contract, section 3.4. We have a language in the handout that I gave you, and we'd like to propose changing that so that it's clear that if and when the legislation passes, then the benefits that are awarded to this position would be governed by that legislation and by action of this board. Are there any questions about that proposed change?
Yeah, just one. I mean, the thought I have is she's going to ask, what does that mean? Can you tell us what that means?
It means that if the legislation passes, then this board becomes the employer for all CSERA employees, including the CEO, and any of the benefits that are in Exhibit A that are currently a county resolution, this board will have the ability to take action on keeping them, changing them, right, repealing them, adding to them. It'll be the exclusive responsibility of this board to do that.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to supplement the answer. This was what I guess I'll politely call, since I did it, a drafter's error in drafting this particular sentence. It didn't properly reflect what the effect of the legislation is. 673 would make us an employer district.
Right.
And we would establish terms and conditions, benefits of employment. The way I wrote it made it appear that it simply abolished the existing resolutions. The candidate or the new CEO has been briefed, is aware of this change, and has no concern with it.
Okay. I wanted to make sure that she has no concern, because what I don't want her to get the feeling is that this board is going to retract what is currently kind of accepted as the pay and the benefits that go on for management. I don't want her to feel like we would pull back when we become an independent employer.
Right.
At that moment, say, no, you're no longer going to have the car allowance. No, you're not no longer going to make 182. You're going to make this. I want it understood that what we're offering is what will be at least for the first year if we get the first evaluation.
And Jerry, you just mentioned the car allowance. This board actually, in this contract, is agreeing not to pay an auto allowance.
Right, it's
so
in lieu of.
Right. Well, it's something that other department heads receive in the county resolution, but the CEO for the retirement department will not be receiving.
We're moving to that on all new, the county is in all new hires of department heads to do away with the auto allowance.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you looking at converting it, just out of curiosity? Like, we basically converted it now, it's as part of salary. Are they looking?
Yeah, we're putting it as part of salary, and part of that is because when we've had to hire new department heads, we found that the salaries are way too low to attract competent staff. So if we were paying 125 plus an auto allowance and the position is really 150, we're giving them 150 and doing away with the auto allowance as
part
of that.
That's what we did with this.
It's a nice car.
Let me. I want to add on to what Karen said, just in terms of the contract overview. The only other, maybe one or two call-outs that I want to make are that the agreement is at will, that which is statutory, but it's the nature of this beast, which is that the CEO serves at the pleasure of the board, literally at the will of the board. You will notice in the agreement at page. Starting at the bottom of page 2 on to page 3, that we've established or instituted in this agreement a process by which the board and the CEO will collaboratively develop performance goals and metrics by which we can judge the CEO, something that had been at least coming onto the board as one of the newer members. It didn't appear to me that there was an established metric or right. methodology. So the structure of this agreement authorizes us to do that. To establish that, so we have a basis by which to measure performance on an annual basis as we go forward. And we have also taken some pain to carefully describe the limited circumstances under which any severance would be paid. And you'll see that there's a sliding scale, if you will, in the first year that anticipates where, you know, if the term were shorter than we would have anticipated, there's a way to deal with that. Every situation was accounted for. And again, the incoming CEO has fully reviewed this, actually had some good comments on the agreement, I thought, and ultimately collaborated in its development.
And the second proposed change that is on your handout has to do with the county subvention of retirement contributions. Pursuant to PEPRA, we can no longer offer that. It is in the management resolution. It's awarded to the retirement chief executive officer, and what we're suggesting is adding a clarification in the contract that explains that subvention will not be given to the CEO.
Yeah. So basically, we're at a point. I just want to make sure I understand. The employer pays 50% and the employee pays 50% of the normal cost.
Under PEPRA.
Yes.
And this person would be a PEPRA member.
Be a PEPRA
member.
She's
not considered legacy because she was with the 1937 county. Too much of a break. Okay, so she's coming on as a brand new. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Which means her retirement will be capped.
Correct.
There's no reciprocity either, right?
No, she broke reciprocity because there was too much time between her previous
37. Can she buy back that time?
She's out of state.
She broke.
Not a buyback.
She can't buy it back that time.
No,
San Diego.
Well, she's.
Oh, she had. She was. She fully had the San Diego time.
Oh, okay.
But between San Diego and.
Oh, okay. I thought she took the money out of San Diego.
No, I think she deferred San Diego.
That's a good question. If she was not vested. Would she be able to buy back time then?
If she had the break?
Would she redeposit and buy that back? I'd rather not answer that.
Sounds good.
It's very complicated.
Yeah. If she refunded and can't, if she took the money out and can't put it back in,
right.
We would allow her to buy the time.
Right. Okay.
In some systems, you're allowed to put it back in, then we don't allow it.
Got it.
Yep.
Are there any other questions?
So the change, by the way, that Karen was just talking about would go, it's at the end of section 3.3.
Yeah.
So in addition to calling out that the auto allowance would no longer apply, it would also say this employer subvention would also no longer apply. So that's where it would be placed.
Can't make the motion to accept.
I move adoption of the... employment agreement and authorize the chairperson to execute it on behalf of the board.
With the amendments.
With the amendment, as presented today.
A second.
Any further discussion?
Scott, you mentioned that she was aware of the first change. Presumably she's aware of the second change.
She is aware and has agreed to the second change.
Okay.
I would hope that a CEO coming to a retirement association, it's a good question, but she, doggone, if she didn't, I'd have concerns.
No, I'm just hoping that someone would have brought that to her attention.
Yes, we made sure of that.
Yeah,
yes.
And do we have a date now by when we think she'll be here? July 1, was that?
Yes, the contemplated date is July 28th.
Oh.
But that still needs to be confirmed with the candidate, and then that the confirmed date will be put into the contract.
Okay.
There are just a couple of commas in here, too. Do you want to know about
we'll delete the extra comma.
You saw the extra comma?
Yeah, we saw
yeah.
it.
And you're missing one, too, in page 5, paragraph B. It looks like you're missing
page 5, paragraph where?
B. Towards the middle where it says, Stroll shall continue to devote her time, her full-time, comma, attention and effort.
Yes, thank you.
Good catch.
So one comma gets to live, we can just move it over.
Exactly.
The comma man.
We'll physically move the comma from there.
We need to put Rusty on the editing committee.
I think
I'm impressed, Rusty. I usually catch those.
Do you have a timeline with her yet?
Yeah, July 28th.
On?
You think?
End of July?
Yeah, she just July 28th.
Oh, the timing will be, it hasn't been completely confirmed, but it's likely going to be July 28th.
Oh, okay.
And once we have that date confirmed, it'll be inserted into the contract.
Okay. Has Brian been performing that task long enough that we have to have a cake for him?
There's a motion and a second.
There's a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the topic? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain? 100%. Thank you. Harvey?
What is the board's pleasure about publicly announcing this? And
I think we need
to do something before
once
the next
signed,
board meeting.
Once she signs.
Yeah. Once she signs.
Once she signs.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Want to issue?
I think there should be a release.
Want to issue a release from the board?
I want to know how people at Sackers came up to me and said, I understand you got a new CEO. And she's.
This agenda and
come on,
the contract,
people talk.
They were posted, I believe, Thursday. Wednesday of last week.
That's before. Okay.
They hit the press a couple days before that.
That's what I was referring to. Somebody said it was in the press. Okay.
Yeah, I think a press release is entirely appropriate. Mm-hmm. Announcing her.
Yes. Okay.